This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has surpassed that of the SARS epidemic of 2002 and 2003. This as millions of Chinese prepare to return to work on Monday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more on that story. Sorry about that. The terrified residents of a northeastern Thai city have been reliving their ordeal after a gunman went on a shopping center shooting spree that left 29 people dead. As the gunman rampaged through Saturday afternoon, shoppers barricaded themselves in toilets or hid under tables. The 16-hour spree ended in the shooter's death by Thai security forces. The Prime Minister of Thailand addressed the media on his troops' use of force. The shooter, a Thai soldier, appears to have been angered by a land dispute. A vigil for the victims was held on Sunday with monks chanting prayers. The movie industry's biggest awards ceremony, the Oscars, is coming up. The strong contenders to win Best Picture include South Korean social satire Parasite, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and the World War film 1917. The show will also have live performances by musicians going for Best Original Song, including Elton John, Idina Menzel, Randy Newman, Chrissy Metz, Erivo, and Billie Eilish. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning American governors from across the country of the risks of doing business with China, saying competition with China is happening on a federal, state, and local level and has consequences for U.S. foreign policy and national security. You're listening to VOA.